Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How cool was it to see Larry Fedora jumping in the risers on Saturday? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora is a unique football coach in so many ways. First off, he's a regular guy, doesn't big time anybody, and channels all of his intensity into recruiting and coaching. Off the field, he can banter and laugh and snap off one-liners with anyone. Approachable is the best word to describe the Tar Heels' second-year coach. But did you see him Saturday at the Florida State basketball game? I almost could not believe my eyes. In a Carolina Fever t-shirt and a visor like he wears on game day, Fedora was right in the middle of the student risers, jumping with the kids, clapping and singing the Tar Heel fight song. The only thing Fedora did not have down pat was the arm movements to spell out UNC. That's okay, coach. I quit trying to get that right about 20 years ago. At first, Fedora was camouflaged by the blue paint on his hair sticking out his visor. Looking at the entire package, the youthful 50-year-old coach seemed about the same age as the Carolina crazies around him. He outed himself when he jumped from the stands in the second half to help the cheerleaders throw T-shirts into the crowd. The former all-around athlete has a damn good arm, too. It's Fedora's off-season, right? So why not have a little fun? Wrong. Spring practice starts Wednesday, and most coaches couldn't be bothered to support another team so close to his players taking the field. But that's not Fedora, not when he was an assistant at Florida and Oklahoma State, or the head coach at Southern Miss. He was a regular Roy Williams, attending as many games as possible to support his compatriot coaches. I can name a few former UNC coaches who wouldn't do that, unless it was for show. And you don't paint your hair blue and blend into the riser cuckoos when it's for show. While Roy Williams never misses a home football game, is always at Boschema Stadium when he's in town, and even takes off from recruiting to cheer Mike Fox's Tar Heels at the College World Series, I remember one particular coach who couldn't find his way to Detroit for the 2009 Final Four. If and when the Tar Heels get back there, the hat will be in the house for sure. This is Archansky. See ya.